Good morning, everybody, and happy St. Patty's Day to you. That's right. It is St. Patty's Day, March 17th, 2021. We got a little pot of gold for you today. Got my good friends from Is It IZZIT. They're here today. We're going to talk about some great resources for social studies education. There's a little pot of gold at the end of this rainbow. We'll talk about that as we get through the show, and I'm looking forward to a good one. But I always love doing these shows with Is It because it's a this is a great company. It's a great place for resources for civics, social studies, ELA, et cetera. I hope you take a minute and listen well. It's all free, and then you're going to serve it. See, send it to your friends so that they can learn about it too, okay? IZZIT, isit.org. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, ACE-ED.org, and that's our home website for American Consortium for Equity in Education. And if anything works toward equity, it's giving free, great resources to kids, okay, which is why we love working with this and why we like getting the word out about that. Okay, over at our website at ace-ed.org, we have all our podcasts over there. We have our magazine over there, which is called Equity in Access. It's an online journal. Again, everything's free over there. Go over there, check it out. All right, enjoy our magazine. Enjoy our podcast and all the other information we have about equity. You're welcome to join with us, again, free to pre-K-12 educators, and that's at ace-ed.org. Ladies first. First of all, returning guest, Susan Gable. Hi, good morning to you, Miss Susan.
And a good morning to you. Happy St. Patty's Day, Larry. How are you doing?
And I'm fine, my dear. You must be from Erie, Pennsylvania, Ireland. Is that where you're calling from?
Aye, that's it exactly.
I don't know how we can keep all this up. It's going to be hard to
I
do.
I know.
Okay? Yeah, so at any rate, we're trying here. Susan's the director of education at Is It. And now, a true man of the Irish sod, as you can tell by his name, Dino Graziano. Whatever.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Harry. How are you?
I'm fine, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good, good, good. And we have an actual leprechaun here, Marley Berendt. Marley, are you here?
I'm here, Larry.
Good. Thank you for not doing the Irish accent, or maybe that was your Irish accent. Okay.
No, you
and
don't want to
so
hear my
bad.
Irish
yeah.
accent.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Marley, okay? And Marley is a content specialist over at Is It on their customer service team, which is actually something I wanted to note at the beginning. If you call, what's the phone number for Is It? Marley, what's the phone number?
You know all right, you can call us toll-free, yep, at 888-242-0563.
Okay, and if you call that number, there's a good chance Marley might answer. They actually answer the phone when you call, okay? It's not like a whole
we
big rigmarole of, yeah, we try to do a good job. Okay, say it again, Marley, give the phone number.
All right, 888-242-0563.
And if you're in Ireland, it's 888. No, never mind. I won't go into that, okay? Operators are standing by. Yeah, hey, everybody's going to have a good time. I hope, you know, we're hopefully, be careful, everybody, but we're winding down the pandemic, okay? Hopefully people are starting to get their shots. I know it's a little nutty in Pennsylvania. Am I correct, Susan? A little hard, Marley?
Unfortunately, it is.
Yeah, I heard
I
have friends there.
I did just manage to get scheduled.
Good girl.
My first
good
one.
For you.
Okay.
Yeah,
was that Susan or Marley who just said that?
Marley.
That was Marley who's good. Marley is scheduled for the first one, right?
Yep.
Good girl, Marley. That's great. Yeah. I got my second one coming up on Saturday, so I'm very happy about that. But I know it's chaotic. How's it doing in just the vaccine wise? How's it doing, Dean, in New Hampshire?
Doing well, Larry, and I go for my first tomorrow at 2:00. So
there you go, my friend. Right, that's great.
Out of the way,
and that's what I'm talking about. We're starting to get back to norm a little bit. You know, it just feels good that mm-hmm. way. Okay, so it's just all good stuff. You know, St. Patty's. Mm-hmm. That's a good. Well, thank you to all the Irish. It is the luck of the Irish. Okay, St. Patty's Day 2021. Okay, let's see who wants to do this. Susan, I'll let you do this. Just remind everybody, and some people are first time listeners. What is it? Is
Susan. Okay. Well, IZIT is a nonprofit organization, and we have been providing no-cost, high-quality educational materials to educators of all sorts for almost 15 years now, Larry.
That's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. What are those resources?
Well, we have a lot of a video-based educational
mm-hmm.
material, and they are, as I said earlier, they're high quality. Many of them
yes,
have actually
absolutely.
Appeared on public television.
Absolutely.
So we utilize public television materials that we turn into educational materials. We have current events, two lessons every single day. They are they have vocabulary words. They have higher level discussion questions. And we have a vast library now. It's getting bigger all the time. We have about 58 now teachable moment videos,
right?
And those are really short, Larry, like
2 to 5 minutes,
right to the point, which is
perfect for educating
kids today, right?
Yep, it is. It is. And they hit home. I mean, it's not like 2 wasted minutes, 3 wasted. I mean, they're really good minutes. They target right in. It's perfect for today's kids, okay? And Marley, you're a content specialist there. What do you do?
Well, as a content specialist, I help develop the materials, but I'm also our fact checker. So I go in and making sure that what we have is correct, making sure that when the people are helping us make our materials, they're not, you know, putting something non-factual in there. A lot of times we have to chase down quotes. A lot of quotes that people find. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's so many quotes that are available on the internet, and they're so fun, and we think that
that's
most
right.
of those quotes are total. They're not really
yes.
quotes. The person never said that.
Total cattle poo-poo, I think you were saying, if I went.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of... So I spend a lot of time doing that, doing our research, and making sure that we have, you know, the correct sources.
Right.
Yeah, we required 2 sources, Larry, 2 sources for each fact, not one. And also, Marley is very firm with the producers that, I'm sorry, but Wikipedia does not count as a source. No.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Marley, I love it because Wikipedia can be edited by anybody. Yes, my friend Dean. Go ahead, who's the vice president over at IZIT. Go ahead.
I think the great point is we saw, and you said it pretty well at the beginning, that we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel with the pandemic. And,
yeah,
you know, a lot of companies right away reacted. We had to based on circumstances a year ago, March. And there was a lot of companies that had all these resources. And a lot of times, you know, when I had worked in the previous job at the Department of Ed, it's like, okay, so everything's out there. Who's vetting? And what makes me feel so great to go out and spread the word from my heart and soul and everything in between is that we do have, like, the Marleys and the Susans. We're checking everything. We won't put anything out in front of an educator that hasn't been double-checked. I think that's peace of mind guarantee. We take a step back and we say, okay, for 15 years, it isn't something that just happened a year ago, March, in reaction to. We've been doing this for a long time, and we really make sure what we put out is quality.
Thank you for saying that. And, Marley, I'm curious. You, when you get a piece of information, I'm going to say it that way, where might that information come from? Okay, and I know some of it comes from public broadcasting, but there must be other sources because they've I assume they've already checked the stuff. Okay, that they're putting out there, but you're checking other things. Hey, give us an example of something you might have that came in that you checked before you put it out there. It's really interesting, Marley.
Okay, well, we've had we get lots of statistics, so I especially because we do a lot of stuff about economics, so I get lots of statistics about, like, you know, the GDP of different countries and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
so We've had producers who have given me GDP numbers, and I've gone and checked them, and I'm like, you know, that's from 1989.
Ah.
So, yeah, and you got it because it looks good, and it fits with what they're saying, and I'm like, okay, but that's the wrong number. And it's really easy to do that if you're just not paying attention. You're like, aha, that's the number that
yeah.
sounds right.
And they all sound right, yeah. Exactly, which is an old political trick. And I must ask you, because you guys have a lot of civic stuff on there, there must be things that pop through that you're correcting, okay, that come from political sources. Would I be correct? That's interesting, Marley.
We do, and it's important to remember that numbers are easy to see, and so we like statistics as people. We like to see the statistics.
Of course.
And so it's but also those are the numbers that are so hard to pin down because, you know, like a population number, I mean, that changes every hour. And so, you know, being aware of that and how to phrase that when you're putting that in something that, you know, okay, this is the population number as it was in September of 2020.
Well,
because by the time
thought,
you watch
you,
it in,
Marley,
in
have
January
you ever thought of going on Jeopardy?
It's
have you applied for Jeopardy? You must be, you would make a fortune on Jeopardy.
That has been suggested to me.
I suggest
I think I'd freeze. I think my brain would go blank.
Right, I'm not sure of that. I think you should check it out. I mean, you're pretty smart with this stuff, and you're checking all this stuff all the time. You are the queen of fact checking over at ISIT. I think that's incredible. Okay, go make money. Go make money from it. I think it's terrific. Okay, not that you're not now. I don't want you to leave your job after you make your $100,000 on Jeopardy. You would keep that there. Okay, we don't want to lose you. Okay, that's really cool though. Well, that's really good. Are you a teacher? What are you? How'd you get this job? Where'd you come from? Marley.
Actually, my background is I stumbled through a bachelor's degree in biology and genetics. And then I didn't want to work in a lab. And I took a job just answering phones with ISIT as a stopgap while I was figuring out what to do. And I just kind of... I liked it. I kept getting new responsibilities, and then they gave me this fact-checking job, and it just seemed
to fit. You are, 14 years later. I have a note here, 14 years. That's absolutely incredible, okay? And you were also the current events person. You put together the current events stuff, right?
Yes. We have teachers who find the current events, and they write up lessons for us. And what I do is I coordinate making sure those all go out, making sure that to check that there's no, you know, problems with that, and then coordinating the email sending of those and helping teachers use them.
You just made a great point. I'll swing over to Susan for a second. Susan, or Dean, that doesn't matter. I'll throw the question out there, okay? You know, you send them out for email. How big is that email list? How many teachers are using ISIT? How many, I should say, educators. How many educators are using ISIT? Who wants to do that, Dean or Susan?
Well, I
volunteers?
Think
that
the... I think
there we go.
I'll do it. I volunteer. I'll step forward. I think
Susan,
our,
go ahead. Susan O'Gable, everybody. Susan O'Gable. Go ahead. Yeah.
There you go. I'm pretty sure the current events email itself, which goes out on a daily basis, goes out to somewhere around 32,000 educators. And as you said, that could be it could be a homeschooling parent. It could be a classroom teacher. It could be a college professor, you know, anybody. Right. It could be even a scout troop person who wants to use the materials with their with their kids. Yeah, exactly. So it goes out to around 32,000 educators a day, that email.
Did that email go out today yet, Marley?
It did.
Okay, can you tell, I never asked it, but can you tell us what it was today, just so people can get a feel for it?
Yeah.
Is that possible
to do? Our
topic
today, okay, our topic today was about, it's about the ending of COVID, and it's Americans flock to movies, bars, and ballparks after winter of worry.
Very good.
So we have an article that's about that today.
Yes.
And
then our
second. Then we have.
Yeah, go ahead. Marley?
Oh, sorry. What were you saying, okay. Susan?
What's the second one then, Marley? Today,
the second one. Yeah,
on Wednesdays,
right.
On Wednesdays, Larry, we always have an Econ Life article lesson as well, which is a partner friend of ours, econlife.com. Marley, what's today's econlife.com lesson? Did we lose Marley?
Marley? Oh, she's there.
Am I here?
She's there. Yeah,
here.
You're here.
Okay, sorry. It sounded like I dropped for a minute there.
No, you're there.
We're talking
about. You.
Okay, we're talking about fans at sports games. What a difference a fan makes, maybe, and it's about the observer effect. And
what's the observer effect? I like this. Go ahead.
That it's the psychological effect that may or may not be true, that the behavior of people changes while they are being observed.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Larry, anyone
okay.
that's been in a classroom, that's exactly correct.
Yeah,
right, when the principal shows up to sit in the back of the classroom.
You have your drive-by where they walk in, it's unexpected, a lot different than, we'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's great. That's incredible. And, you know, I often wondered, I've been watching, you know, sporting events without fans, okay, over the last year. And I'm wondering how that affects. And I think at the beginning of it, it made the players a little bit nuts. But I think gradually they got used to it. And I think, and I don't care what sport you're talking about, I think it might be hard for them to swing back into having people screaming at them from the opposite side, you know, people who don't like them. It's going to be really interesting, okay? All right. So now, let's see. I'll ask this. Dean. I said it's free. Okay, is it is free, mm-hmm. and it really is, and you made up a cute question here. Do we need good luck, like the luck of the Irish, okay, to access isit.org's materials? Pardon me. You go ahead, answer that. How do people get it, find out about isit, and how do they sign up?
Not
and all
at
that?
All, you don't need luck. No, you don't need luck, sir. You just need to be a registered
Dino
Graziano, user.
Everybody. Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm going to speak regular. I can't do the Irish accent, Larry. But
I'll tell you a funny story. I just got to tell you this. I had a friend when I lived in New Hampshire. His name was Tony Morelli. Tony Morelli. But he was Scottish. He spoke with a Scottish brogue, but he was Tony Morelli. He said, my father was a sailor. He landed in Edinburgh, and my grandfather was a sailor. They landed the ship in Edinburgh. He decided to stay, married a girl there. All the Morellis speak with a Scottish Scotch accent. Scottish accent. So go ahead, Dino Graziano. Go ahead.
Well, I think today everybody's Irish, Larry, no matter what the last
name
is.
They are.
Moving forward, no, you don't need to have luck. You just, you know, be a registered user. And, again, there's no cost associated. And there's always no charge. And as luck would have it, the materials are really available for both the family educator, as we saw last March, families, whatever that may be, grandparent, uncle, mom, dad, becoming the teacher at home, to the certified teacher in the classroom. And what's great about the luck, if you will, is that we've already prepared an incredible, and I have a great team, as you're hearing today, everyone, Susan and Mark. We have the resources without luck that when you're on the website, you're looking at an video, for example, and you are a family educator, we have lesson plans. We have sub plans. If a teacher's out and you're kind of like really, if you will, integrating our video-based learning, the students aren't going to have any downtime. If you're out with the sub plans, you can actually utilize a particular topic or unit that the teacher's already working on, the primary teacher, the substitute, paraprofessional, whatever, can actually fill in because there's really well laid out plans. And there's no luck about that, Larry. That's in every one of our ed videos.
Yeah, you don't need luck to get to this. Forget that little pun. And we're talking about social studies. We're talking about civics. But we could also include language arts in there. Am I correct, Susan?
Oh, absolutely, Larry. Most of our videos are very integrated. We bring in all kinds of things besides social studies. We bring in family and consumer science or business. As Marley mentioned, we do a lot of economics. And language arts can be incorporated with any of this. We also even have science videos and science incorporated materials. So you're getting a really nice cross platform where you're integrating all the different subject areas. But language arts, you know, we have writing assignments in all of our teacher guides that go with our full videos. So you can find all kinds of things to use in a language arts classroom with our materials. And again, the current events every day is a great way of reinforcing, as I said, vocabulary and writing skills.
It is, and I love the current. I love the current event stuff. Yeah, Dean.
I also am going to kind of toot the horn a little bit for Susan.
Toot.
With a writing piece, Susan has been doing we have a professional development series going on, and we've tried to address many topics that are really, you know, what we believe, we perceive, we're hearing from the field, And she has a writing workshop coming up on March 25th. And so everyone hears it. The reason why I'm so happy to have Susan and Marlee on my team, Susan's a USA Today bestselling author. And mm-hmm. if anything goes mm-hmm. out from me, it goes through her. I call it the Gable grammar. So the professional development that she's already done, it's on our website. People can access and it's recorded so they can, it's archived. But the one coming up is a little bit deeper on the 25th. And when we talk about writing and we talk about the current events, it's a great interdisciplinary lesson as well. The current event may touch upon or have touch points on several different subjects beyond, like you're saying, the civics, the science. And what's great is any educator can use the current events somehow, some way, for that interdisciplinary approach. So very excited about getting the students away from the screen a little bit, do some writing.
Yeah. Pete, I wanted to just say the writing, the writing PD is April 22nd. March 25th, we are doing Be a Sherlock, Not a Sheep, Distinguishing Fact from Fiction. So
my
that's
mistake.
Yeah.
There you go. We're okay. We're okay. And we since
fact
we brought
checking.
It up, you mentioned
checking.
This. Thank you. Thank
there you.
You
go.
And since we brought it up, Susan, tell everybody the name of your book. You are a USA Today best-selling author, okay, and you do know how to write, and this is true. Susan, the name of your book, just tell people. It's great.
The first book in the trilogy is A Hero to Keep. It's A Hero to Keep, A Family to Keep, and A Promise to Keep. That's the trilogy.
And the genre?
They are contemporary romance novels, family drama, contemporary family drama romance, yeah.
Cool. Any dibs from HBO or any of the networks? Anybody?
Gosh, you know, I've had some readers say to me, "Oh, you know, this would make a really great Lifetime, you know, movie or something." And some people say, "Oh, don't be insulted." I'm like, "I'm not insulted. That doesn't bother you."
Insulting.
Hey, anybody who wants? No, exactly. So, yeah, maybe who knows?
No.
Someday, stranger things have happened.
Yeah. Are you going to write more?
I hope so, but, you know, it keeps me pretty busy.
I know it does, but don't deprive the world of a Larry to Keep, the sequel.
A Larry to Keep, there you go.
A Larry to Keep, with a capital L, please. Okay, so
yep.
I just want to go with that. That's great, Susan. That really is it. You know something, I got to tell you, that's an accomplishment that most people would be, and me too, just jealous of you. Congratulations on that. That's not anything that's lightweight. That's really cool to do three novels and become a USA Today bestselling author. I think that's really, really something.
Thank you.
You know, I said that to you before, and I mean it sincerely. And when you bring that to the table, okay, on writing and PD and helping the kids and all that, it really and truly does matter, et cetera. It's really great. Susan, while I got you on, what grades would you suggest for using Is It?
So the majority of our materials are roughly, let's call it 7th grade through 12th grade. Now, we do have some that start around the 4th grade level, and we actually do have a couple for the lower elementary. They're great fun. They're called Pups of Liberty, and that's an animated. We have two of them. But the majority of our material is, say, 6th, 7th grade through 12th grade.
Cool. Okay, that's great. And what's the most popular stuff now, if I may ask? Who knows the answer to that? Which one of the three of you? Volunteers.
Nobody wants to say.
Volunteers, please. Well, ladies and gentlemen, someone from the audience, come on down. No, go ahead. Susan, you know. What's popular right now? Or Dean. Go ahead, Dean. Go for it, buddy.
All right, Dean.
Now we're going to Dean.
Dean,
go. Go.
Susan has mentioned it, Marlee. Our current events is pretty much one of the most hit by educators,
cool.
utilizing that with classroom and or beyond the classroom. So I would certainly say that's probably right now one of our biggest pushes. In terms of teachable moments, which are those short snippets, if you will, that we have that kind of keeps a deeper dig for an educator. They can kind of touch base, for example, like Dred Scott or Plessy v. Ferguson, some of the seminal Supreme Court cases. Reading Matters is great. Thomas Sowell talks about how reading matters. And what I like to say is that no matter what you teach, that's a great start. So reading matters. Reading
matters.
AP, reading matters. If you're teaching anything, if you are the phys ed, reading matters, learning about nutrition and things like that. So that seemed to have gotten a surge over the last, I would say, few months. For Ed videos, I would defer to Susan or Marley as what they see. I have a personal one I like, but it's not the most. But I think it's got one of the best messages.
Which one? Which one?
Well, one of the one.
Wait. Let Dean say you.
Okay,
one
go ahead,
favorite.
Dean. Yeah.
Okay. The one that I looked at to get this position, I looked at a couple of the videos. I like Yours and Mine, which takes a look at how the Pilgrims, demystifies some of the myths about how community property didn't really work out and how it reverted back. It's a little older in the sense that when you see like the cars in the parking lot, as they actually are, it's filmed at Plymouth Plantation. And it's kind of a unique story. So some of the cars are a little bit older. Some of the technology, instead of a smartphone or something like that, I think it's an older camcorder. But the message still resonates. We're going to work on updating it, but it's a great message to kind of debunk some of the things people hear or kind of believe about the Plymouth Plantation with the Pilgrims.
That is cool. Thank you. Thank you. Susan, what other ones are popular?
Right now, one of the newer ones that we have that's going gangbusters is Geography as Destiny, which takes a look at Thomas Sowell and his idea about how the location of a society plays into, how far along that society can move. That one's going quite well. The teachers are really liking that one. Sneaker Money. We have one called Sneaker Money that's really popular. The kids love it as well. And it's the story of a 16-year-old entrepreneur who created a sneaker pawn shop in his neighborhood of unbanked people. And so they actually, use sneakers as currency. So that's an interesting take on things. Yeah,
that's fabulous.
But those are two of the newer ones.
Yeah, right. And
that's great.
Borrow Beware, I think, is going to be, as Susan used, gangbuster, coming out as Borrow Beware, talking with economists, but taking a look back at the recession that hit in 2009 from the housing market, et cetera. And that's a must-have if you're teaching current events, if you're teaching civics or history. So I think that one's going to be a big one. That's soon to be released.
Right.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And
I love that one
really
on geography. Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a great theory.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, we also have the newer one that we've recently released was the First Amendment, which obviously knowing and understanding our First Amendment rights and how to protect and keep those is kind of an important thing. And then another really great one that we've released recently is called Becoming Equal Under the Law, and that is about how the law has changed throughout the time period, throughout the history of the United States to include more and more people in, Thomas Jefferson said all men are created equal. We now understand that to be all people are created equal, but what were the changes in the laws that have gotten us closer to that ideal?
Yeah, that's amazing. It was social justice this year is such a heavy theme, and it goes back to what we do here with the equity. I mean, it all is part and parcel. I'm glad those are doing. And you mentioned Plessy versus Ferguson, the court cases, and Dred Scott. That's all stuff that relates to literally equality of man, but equity in other ways and social justice. Yeah, Dean.
I got a quick thing. One of the other videos that is, I think, starting to take flight is we have financial literacy, and because of that talk about equity, and we're late, really kind of leveling the playing field. We had outreach from Georgia, and I'm very excited. We are going to be doing a pilot program in April for Clayton County, Georgia, over 200 plus students in four high schools, and they're seeing how do we eradicate, how do we get rid of generational poverty? How do we say, okay, how do you end poverty versus the real question is how do you create wealth? So we put together curriculum with the Georgia Department of Education. We're doing a pilot, and hopefully the beta will come back here in New Hampshire and other states as well. But that's a great piece. And, again,
that's
the
wonderful
financial literacy, I inherited walking into all these. So when our listeners are hearing Susan and Marley talking about our programs, that was before me. That's how quality has not stopped for 15 years. So this is something a little different. It's taking what we already have and expounding upon it with a syllabus, and having hopefully for credit bearing resources for teachers down the road. So again, I'm going to say it so at least 30 times. When someone says, you know, what makes us, or what's the pot of gold, I have a dedicated staff that I've never, ever had the pleasure of working with this type of quality. From President Rob Chatfield down to, we have a solid team. And I think that's my pot of gold as I think about working for this company almost going on 8 months.
What a nice thing to say. And I know from the people I've met at the company, the quality of person there and the dedication of the people is just it's just unbelievable. And the products that you put out, you guys really care what you do put out. That comes through every time we talk and every time I see something that you guys are doing. It just always is. But there is a pot of gold, and we're not referring to my belly. That is also a pot of gold these days after a year of sitting still watching TV and watching everything on HBO for the last year. Okay, there's a pot of gold offer. We have this for everybody listening. What's going on? Who wants to answer that one? Volunteers from the audience? Wait, we have Dean. But Marley, are you going to answer this one? Pot of gold.
No, I think you're going to have to take this one.
All right. Susan?
All the details.
Okay.
Well, I have the details. If any of your listeners will call us or email us between now and Monday, March 29th, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, right, they have to have their free, no cost, no charge, isit.org account, Larry. But if they call us or email us, so it's Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at isit.org, or Marley, M-A-R-L-E-Y, at isit.org. If they let us know they heard about us on your show here, Larry, they are going to be entered into a raffle for a $25 Barnes & Noble gift card.
Good.
And also, we have another really nice prize. So we have two prizes, and that will be an autographed copy of a book about Dred and Harriet Scott, and it's autographed by Lynn Jackson, who is the great great granddaughter of Dred and Harriet.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
It's great. I suggest something to you. Is that you? Can you extend that a little bit? Because a lot of people listen on the archives. Can we extend that out a little bit? Would that be possible?
Well, sure. Dean, let's take a look at that. What if we do it, Dean? What if we do it all through until like the end of day of March 31st? What if we say the end of March? Does that sound good,
Larry? Are you thinking that? Are you looking at like into April, Larry?
No, just through the end of March. Today is March 17th.
Well,
Saint
then
Patty's
the 31st.
Day. But people listen on the archives, and it takes a while for that to build.
Yeah, well,
right.
That's high noon.
High noon.
31st of June. An old Gary Cooper movie. I had to throw that in. At noon on the 31st, we will pull the two raffle winners.
Two winners.
Okay, so it's Susan at isit.org, I-Z-Z-I-T. .org, and Marley, give the phone number again.
All right, it's 888-242-0563.
There you go, 888-242-0563, and I'll put that on here, okay? And it's 888, okay? So I'm going to make sure everybody knows that. I can add that to our write-up here, okay? So all is well. This is great. Thank you, guys. This is wonderful. Marley, a pleasure to meet you. The new Jeopardy champ.
Pleasure to meet you.
I know it. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. Okay. You're there, Marley.
I'm here.
You're there. Okay. Susan, thank you as always, my dear.
Pleasure, Larry. Thank you so much for having us again. Always fun.
You're always welcome here. Dean, thanks a million, buddy. Take care of yourself. Good luck with that shot tomorrow. It's painless. Just go for it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'm glad you got
this,
man. It's all coming through. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Sorry I cut you off there, Dean. Okay. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Their phone number is 888-242-0563 or susan@isit.org. Play your game. Okay? Be fun. Get entered into the raffle. All right, we're going to archive the show, a-ed.org. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And, gang, happy St. Paddy's Day. Enjoy yourself, but please be safe.